With diversity's importance on the rise in the news and in the minds of students, I wanted to explore what students on campus thought of diversity of Bluffton. I went to the most diverse place on campus, the Commons, to talk to students about what they thought the diversity of the campus was. I ran into
Clinton Dunham,
a football player,
aka Casher Clint.
He's a defensive lineman, and Clinton said this about the diversity of the campus.
I think the diversity on the campus is split, like no one really is together really. Like, I mean, they're together, but they're in like group, they grouped together like in a specific category, I guess. So it's not really that much diversity. And like, we try to do diversity with multicultural, and it's not like that diverse. Like, it's only like one part, and that's African Americans, and we try to get Caucasians and stuff and different what's names there, different backgrounds there, and that never happened. So I hope that happens soon.
But I figured that one student's opinion wasn't enough, so I talked to.
My name is Donovan Stiff. Diversity on campus, I believe, is not as widespread as it should be, and I know that because of this, we don't have the opportunity to get to know or get to be familiar as many backgrounds as we should. And I just feel that the diversity on campus could be greater than what we have now.
That's a problem. So what exactly is Bluffton University doing to try and get students to know and be familiar with different backgrounds? So I talked to the head of the multicultural program, Tyson, and Devontae Spearman, an attendant of the multicultural program, to find out what the multicultural program does for the students of Bluffton University. Tyson, what is Bluffton's multicultural program?
Well, Floyd, the multicultural program is a program that is designed to help our underrepresented students on campus. Most of the students that we work with are from the domestic form, which is from the United States. So it gives our students of color a place of belonging to where they can come and they can feel comfortable around more people that are like them and come from the same backgrounds and have a lot of things similar in common, because there's not a whole lot of places on campus that are designated just for our students of color compared to our white students. When you look on campus, you know, predominantly we are a white institution. So when you look in dorms or you look in buildings, there's mostly, that's where our white students gravitate to, and you know, they're comfortable there, and our students of color need that sense of belonging. So they come to multicultural to hang out, and we also do a lot of activities. We have group meetings, so every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. we meet, and we do a lot of different things. We talk a lot about topics that are present, currently going on in our society, things from the history, and also I'm still a kid at heart, so I like to do fun activities. So, you know, like tonight for group, we're doing kickball. So those are some of the things that we do in the multicultural org.
Devontae, what has Bluffton's multicultural program done for you?
Since coming to this campus, the multicultural group has done a lot for me, especially with the mentor program. I was not a part of the multicultural group my freshman year, and then I joined my sophomore year. And ever since then, it's been like a loving family. Like, we're always joking around, having fun and stuff, but at the same time, we do serious work to try to include people on campus and try to get things out there about the multicultural group to people. We're always doing programs or trying to do stuff to get students involved, but it feels like a family ever since I joined, and it's a wonderful experience, and especially the mentoring program, because the mentoring program, the part of that is you get an incoming freshman that's part of the multicultural group, and you get to mentor them, you get to help them with whatever they need. Like, if they don't know where a building is, you can help them with that. If they need help with studying, if they need someone to talk to. So you're pretty much like a big brother or a big sister to them. And just having that makes you want to work harder, makes you want to do stuff to, so that way they see how good you're doing in school or something, or they see that you're helping them, or they want to help more people too, especially when they become a sophomore, junior, senior, and they can become a mentor and mentor someone that comes in as a freshman and they feel lost or something like that. And it feels good to be there for students when they come in. So that's what multicultural has done for me, is just made me feel more comfortable transitioning from high school to college, and it's made me feel like a family and everything. Like, I belong.
So, Tyson, is this something you planned to do with your degree originally, or is it something you stumbled into?
So my degree, when I graduated from Bluffton College, is what it was called then, was recreation management. So when I graduated, I worked in a residential treatment facility for at-risk youth. Most of them were from the inner city. So, you know, I spent roughly 10 years working there, and then I moved on to work at Lima Senior, which is an inner city school, doing a lot of similar things of working with at-risk youth, trying to help get them on track and lead them down a path that they haven't seen yet, because, you know, a lot of them come from poor situations, and when you work with a lot of inner city youth that are in poverty, they know what we call like a 4-block radius. So anything that is outside of that, they don't know because their funds are tight, so they really don't have the funding to be able to go out and travel and see different places. So, you know, I've always worked with those type of students. And, you know, then the previous gentleman that was in my position contacted me because I used to work with him at one point and told me about this opportunity. And, you know, it took me a while to figure out if this was a move that I wanted to do. And, you know, there was quite a few nights that I struggled sleeping thinking about taking this position or applying for this position, I should say. And then one night that I just couldn't sleep, and I kept thinking about it, and I kept thinking about my experience at Bluffton and having those individuals on campus that I knew I could go to when I needed something, that were always looking out for the best interest of me, and it hit me that, you know what, this is an opportunity that I need to pursue, because what Bluffton done for me meant a lot in my life, because if it wasn't for Bluffton, I truly don't know where I would be. So I felt an obligation to come back and try to help as many people reach their goals and their potential the way Bluffton helped me reach mine.
Tyson, what's the most important thing about the multicultural program that people might not know?
I would say the most important thing about the multicultural program is that we all have each other's back, and we're there to support each other. And it's like a family. It's a family away from home, because, like I said, a lot of individuals come from similar backgrounds. And, you know, their characteristics and the cultural things that are done, I make sure that we continue those in the group, so that way when they feel homesick, or, you know, things are going on, they know that they can come to me or group or individuals from the group and talk and feel comfortable, because we all understand what is going on, because either at some point in our lives we've dealt with that, or we've seen somebody in our family deal with it. And it makes it a little bit easier to be able to reach out and talk to people about things that are going on in your lives.
Tyson, what about the multicultural program gives you the most joy?
The biggest joys I get are knowing that I am able to impact a student or students' lives to help them get to where they want, and also exposing them to different things. Like currently we are working on going to the mobile meals, which is in Lima. The food bank gives out meals once a week to cars 2-hour block. And just yesterday, in the 2 hours, there were over 300 cars that came through to receive meals for their families because they're less fortunate. So I always feel that it's good to give back, and I want to teach those values into the students of, you know, no matter how bad it is for you right now, there are always people worse off than what we are. So just always remember, you may be down and out right now, but by allowing them to go and see and serve people that come from less fortunate situations than what they do, to think about how blessed you really are to be where you are in your life, because it could always be worse when you go and see individuals that are struggling worse than you.
What is it like to have Tyson as the head of a multicultural program? What does he bring to the table?
It's really great, actually. He's done so much for us. He's my mentor, to be honest, and he's done so much for me. He's even helped me get my license. He's part of the reason why I got that. But some of the other stuff that he helps get the group out there more. He helps people understand that multicultural is not just for students of a different race. It's like typically a lot of students, some students think that multicultural is just for minority students, and explain to them, like, no, it's for any student. Like, that's why it's called multicultural. And with Tyson here, he's helped get it out so much more. We've gotten so many more students. At times, we don't even have enough room in the multicultural room to have our meeting, so we have it in a Crider room. And then we do so many things every week. We have a meeting at Wednesday, and then we make things. So to do stuff on campus, like one time we did a Cavs game, which was pretty cool. One time we did this thing where we did a walk for because to help stop the violence that was going around in the country, and how people feel about it. So we did a walk that support the people that died because of some of the violence in the country on campus, and a lot of people showed up, so that was pretty interesting and fun. Another thing was that we had, because some people said with like the police thing going on, he had a police officer come in and they talked to us, and it was pretty nice and fun and interesting to get from their point of view and everything. But since Tyson's been here, he's had people feel more welcomed, and he's helped mentor me. Like, he's made me a better person. He's made me think things more through. He made me think about my life and stuff like that, and how I want to mentor people. So if when I get older, like, I would love to be a mentor like him, because he's a wonderful person, and he always seems to know what to say, always seems to know what to do. So it's great having him. It's really fantastic.
Thank you both for your time to come out and speak about what the multicultural program does for the students.
No problem.
Anytime.
This has been Floyd Kajovic talking to students about what they think of the diversity on the campus and what Tyson does to help the multicultural program bring out the diversity of the campus.